Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 6, 2012. We'll begin this meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
And if you don't mind, would you say a moment of solemn prayer for the Edgerly and Savoy family? Todd passed and Madeline passed. Those families are very prominent in our community. Dear Lord, we come before you, a court, asking that you provide us with your divine wisdom, wisdom to make the best decisions for the citizens of Jefferson County, wisdom to make us a perfect uniform body. Lord, we ask that not only that you do it for this body, for every elected body in this county, because we need your guidance, we need your leadership. Lord, we ask that you keep those families together that have loved ones away fighting wars for our freedom. Lord, we ask these blessings in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge of our heritage. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. I'm going to go out of order to item B under County Commissioners, which is to consider and possibly approve the adoption of a proclamation celebrating the week of August 6th through 10th, 2012, and recognizing the pioneering women who have given of themselves to assist women in achieving greater heights to improve the quality of life throughout our community. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved, Judge.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Ms. Gillery, would you like to bring your group up to the podium and make whatever introductions you want? And I'll go ahead and read this and give you an opportunity to say something. It says, whereas Pioneering Women is a grassroots organization founded to enhance the lives of women, and its mission is to motivate, educate, activate, and uplift women for the betterment of humanity. And whereas the week of August 6th through 10th, 2012 is Women Making Noise Week, commemorating the 92nd anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which guarantees all American women the right to vote, achieving this milestone required a lengthy and difficult struggle, and the victory took decades of agitation and protest. Whereas this milestone is something many of us take for granted today with our busy schedules, Pioneering Women is dedicated to honoring the legacy of those past pioneers and spotlighting the contributions of present-day pioneers in our community. Whereas Women Making Noise, Women of Vision Honorees Luncheon on August 9, 2012 will celebrate eight extraordinary women for their dedication and contribution to their professions and our communities. Ms. Betty Greenberg, June Brailsford, Marty Craig, Rebecca Ford, Linda Spears, Barbara Phillips, Marcia Stevens, and Ella Flores. And whereas Pioneering Women financially supports many of the nonprofit organizations in our community, as well as provides scholarships to college students to purchase books through their CAP program, therefore now be it resolved by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, that in honor and recognition of the 92nd anniversary of the 19th Amendment, and of all women in our community living in the legacy, do hereby declare August 6th through 10th, 2012 as Women Making Noise Week.
Thank you. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for supporting us every year. We really appreciate you allowing us to come and receive this proclamation. It has been a joy working with your secretary on this, and I'm delighted to have one of our honorees here today, Barbara Phillips from Valero with us. She's being honored, and she's one of the women that's making noise in the community. I ask that you gentlemen Thursday wear your lavender ties, and ladies wear your lavender in August in order to celebrate the 19th Amendment.
And we, of course, we're very proud of you, Barbara. We know Barbara and know and love her, even if from time to time we have a little disagreement with her employer. But we still love you, Barbara, and we want to congratulate you and all the honorees. And I hope that Thursday is a great luncheon. And thank you for all y'all do to help the community and provide scholarships.
Okay, thank you.
Moving back to purchasing, item A has been requested tabled. Item B is to approve, execute, receive, and file an engagement letter for a request for production for auditing services for Jefferson County with Patillo Brown and Hill LLP for the second year of a 3-year contract from August 7th, 2012 to August 6th, 2013. Item C is to approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for repair, service, and installation of electrical services for Jefferson County with Caliber Solutions and Ledet Electrical Services for a first additional 1-year renewal from August 21st, 2012 to August 20th, 2013. Item D is to approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County with APAC Texas, Knife River, and Vulcan Material Companies for a third additional 1-year renewal from August 15th, 2012 to August 14th, 2013. Item E is to approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for correctional facility equipment and uniforms with Lone Star Uniforms, Inc. and Texas Code Blue for a first additional 1-year renewal from September 11, 2012 to September 10, 2013. Item F is to consider and approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A1. To be auctioned by Horns Auction, Inc. The auction is scheduled for Saturday, September 1st, 2012 at 9 a.m. And item G is to consider and approve disposal of a 2009 Ford Crown Victoria and another 2009 Ford Crown Victoria with the vehicle identification numbers listed on the agenda item to be transported to Doug's Auto Salvage and there sold for such price as it may command and return said funds to the county. And via addendum, item H is to consider and approve an external additional cost associated with the Jefferson County Regional Marine Security Center to be paid by Jefferson County for the removal and relocation of the existing three-phase overhead power lines along the entrance of the Sabine Pass Port Authority in an amount not to exceed $31,000. Do I have a motion on these items?
I'll second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion?
A couple of questions. Deb, on those renewal of those materials, when are we going to do Martin? Because we do need to sit down and visit with them before.
I'll have to look at it.
Okay. Patrick, on this last one, dealing with those at the facility in Sabine Pass, is it coming out of the grant or is it coming out of the county funds?
It's going to come out of the forfeiture.
Forfeiture, sure.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
Okay, let's see here. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A can be tabled. Item B we've already done. Item C is to receive and file Jefferson County Courthouse Restoration Masonry and Windows Phase 3 Project Completion Report and Project As-Built Drawings from Bailey Architects. Item D is to receive and file executed copy of the GLO contract for disaster recovery round 2.2 grant program. Do I have a motion on those? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve budget transfer in the amount of $5,400 to replace 4 computers. Item B is to consider and approve a renewal of an interlocal cooperation agreement with Port Arthur Independent School District for the Absent Student Assistance Program for the period October 1st, 2012 to September 30th, 2013. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 369-694 through 369-956. And via addendum, item D is to consider and possibly approve a budget transfer for Port Arthur maintenance for additional calls for janitor supplies in the amount of $1,000, excuse me. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And moving on to engineering department. Item A is to consider authorizing the county judge to execute an amendment to project agreement with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department for the Keith Lake Boat Ramp Construction Project to extend the expiration date of the construction grant agreement to July 31st, 2013. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a work authorization for the Phase 2 MS4 Permit Implementation Services Contract with Carolyn Blackman in accordance with Attachment A for fiscal year 2013 through 17. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit to Enterprise Liquids Pipeline LLC for a 20-inch ethane pipeline to bore under 12 crossing and 11 county roads located in Precincts 2 and 4. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute the interlocal agreement for the renewal of the Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force application for fiscal year 2013. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And is there anything that any other member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public?
Judge, real quick, I just wanted to pass on some accolades to our emergency management coordinator, Mr. Greg Fountain. We probably are aware, but I'd like everybody to know that Greg goes out on a very regular basis and gives talks to different organizations talking about preparedness for emergencies. And today he was my guest speaker at a club meeting and did an outstanding job. So we just appreciate you representing the county and trying to get everybody prepared for these unforeseen and hopefully non-event emergency situations.
Yeah, who'd ever thought he'd come out of High Island? Yeah, he does a good job of communicating. I appreciate him too. I did want to mention that Jefferson County Bar Association has been sponsoring some veterans initiatives where they provide legal clinics for veterans in our community. They've done clinics here in Jefferson County, over in Orange County, and now they're going to do one in Hardin County. And it's going to take place on August 25th, 2012. That's a Saturday from 8:30 a.m. till noon at the Lumberton Fire and EMS located at 228 Country Lane Drive in Lumberton. The clinic is free of charge for legal assistance to veterans. And the Bar Association will be providing attorneys on site at that Hardin County site. If anyone is interested, any veteran that's interested in seeing an attorney and soliciting any kind of legal assistance with any matter, you can call the Jefferson County Bar Association at 835-8647, 835-8647 for information on how to get an appointment for that morning. I'm thankful for all the work that Jefferson County Bar Association does in providing they've done one and they've got another one that's going to be planned pretty soon. The first one was in Jefferson County. Hey, anything else? If not, then thank you for being here and we are adjourned.